Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tune into the great
this international
part-talking
podcast is bringing you discussions, information, and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all the platforms. Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, YouTube, and many more. So do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with her, bitch. Just talk with me.
Talk with her,
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I had, every fiber of my being to give people quality.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being with my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk bitch underscore gonna talk about here you go crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a tootsie fucking roll. It's a tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk bitch.
What's up? What's going on with you guys today? It's your boy Turk Bish in the building for an all new episode of Talk with Turk. Thank y'all for tuning in. I hope you guys have been enjoying all of the good content that I have been delivering your way because I've been eating that. And we are almost at 100 episodes. Can y'all believe it? This has been a long journey. And I'm just so excited. And as I approach my 100th episode, you guys, I'm going to produce another podcast. And I have told you guys about this before that me and my co-host, Coco B, shout out to Coco B, we are going to be starting a podcast soon. We are in pilot, so that's why you guys see her on every episode. We're just testing the waters to see if we can pull this thing off because Talk with Turk is successful. Her business and podcast and radio is successful, and we're just out here doing our things as creatives, especially in the city of Greensboro. And I think that's very commendable, and we have not moved yet. And we are making our dreams come true right here from Greensboro, North Carolina. So if people tell you that you have to move to make your dreams come true, you don't. You really don't. You don't have to listen to that, you guys. You don't have to conform to everything that they say when it comes to society. So just make sure that you guys go at your own pace. Do exactly what you want to do in life. And that's exactly what you got to do. But you guys, we are going to get into some hot topics. I'm not going to keep you guys long. Just keep streaming those episodes. And we are going to take it to the top once again. Don't forget, do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me. We are back and we are live, and y'all already know what time it is. I got my blizzy right here in front of me, and I got my topics in front of me, and we are going to dive right in. Y'all already know that I told you guys that when I come back, we will discuss reality TV and so much more. Now, before we discuss reality TV, I want to discuss a post that a gay social media creative. I don't know what he does, but I guess he does like inspirationals. His name is DeAndre Brown. Now, he posted, "Being gay was fun, but I'm 25 now. It's time for a wife and kids, IDK." Now, I hate when gays make this type of statement, and I just needed to call that out because it continues to I feel like it will fuel homophobes even more to see that gay people are saying, I don't want to be gay no more. And y'all know when the homophobes get a hold of that, they're going to be like, see, gay people don't even want to be gay no more. Why should it even be legal? And we already have so many things against us, like them banning drag in different states and them trying to overturn gay marriage in the United States. It's just so sad, you guys. And I just want gays to know, the LGBTQ community to know, that you have to be cautious and conscious about the statements that you make, because they can really be a detriment to us as people. They already hate us and they already want to destroy us as people, as a community. And that's the last thing that we need, is to push that type of narrative out there. So DeAndre Brown, get it together, okay? Now, I wanted to talk about reality TV, you guys. Now, let's talk about what's going on in reality TV. So, y'all know right now what I'm into heavy is College Hill, Baddies Caribbean, Power Book, Shy, Deb's House, Basketball Wise, Love and Marriage, Real Housewives of Potomac T, Real Housewives of Atlanta T is out right now. And in terms of reality TV on College Hill, I've been watching that. That's on BET Plus, you guys. That's the Celebrity Edition. They have Tamar Braxton, Santana. They have Carlos from Wildin' Out and 85 South Show. They also have Claudia Jordan. Y'all know Claudia Jordan.
Okay.
They also have Blac Chyna. And they have some basketball player. I cannot remember his name. But so far, so good. Everybody's paying attention. They've had some drama where they had Carlos say something about homeless people and saying that it was their fault. And he had to clean that up. So that's like the type of drama they're having right now. And then Santana, he doesn't want to go to class. So it's pretty good. I like to see that they're getting the experience of being in college. Especially most of them who didn't go to college, they went straight into their career, into their passion, into their dreams. And you have to commend that when it comes to like celebrities that's actually, you know, trying to still get an education and get that experience, especially at an HBCU. Shout out to North Carolina A&T University. Hey, the prestige of it all. North Carolina A&T Aggies. We're going to also talk about Baddies Caribbean. Now, Baddies Caribbean is going on right now, and it's a shit show, you guys. I put you in a headlock. You ain't like that one, did you? Headlock. That shit is funny. The commentary is funny. You have Diamond the Body on there from Zeus Network. I mean, from Now That's TV, if you guys remember her. You have a few new faces. Mariah Lynn. You have Chicken Noodle Soup Girl Bianca there. You have Asian Doll that just came into the fold. Anna just came back. Taseki is still there. Rolly is still there. But she's coming back soon. Biggie is there. Tommy was there in the beginning, you guys, and I think most of you by now have seen all of the episodes and have caught up, but the recent episode with Mariah, Bianca, and Asian Doll, I was so confused, you guys. I was like, okay, so this is confusing. First, you wanted her to fight her alone, and you wanted to fight alone, and then the next thing you know is turning around, you need to fight her, and I'm just like confused. I'm like, girl. And then the cast trying to push them to fight, trying to create a storyline. It's good that y'all trying to produce, but y'all are forcing people to fight. Y'all are bullying people. And I don't like that. I really don't like that when that happens. Even if I don't like the person and they're being bullied, I hate that. I hate being bullied. I hate bullying in general. If you are bullied, you are full of shit and you have no life and you'll never be anything or amount to anything. That's just my opinion. Power Book is so good right now. For all of you guys who have tuned in, I'm not going to tell you the recent episode, all the tea that's going on, but y'all know Monet tried to kill her kids. She sent a hit out for two of her kids because they tried to kill her. And it just came out recently. And so for you guys who have stayed tuned on that, the new episode just came out on Stars, and it's on Spectrum. If you have Spectrum or whatever cable service you have, you can find it there as well. The Shy, I have not caught up on The Shy recently as of late, but from what I've seen, that last episode that I did see where Iman's character died, I was blown away. I was blown away, and Lynn Whitfield, She knows how to play a motherfucking role. She made me feel that scene. And so you guys who don't watch The Chi, make sure you go and tune in. You have so many episodes to catch up on, so many seasons. Get in, okay? Get into The Chi. Deb's House. Now, I have been talking about Deb's House lately, as of late, because you guys know that Billboard Baby came on the show recently, and I enjoyed her. She was amazing. Such a great vibe, such a great spirit, very smart, intelligent, and she's very talented. Love her. She was a part of Deb's House. Now, Deb's House is where she's putting a house of female rappers together in a competition to see who raps and to see who's a beast and who has the overall package, the overall image to be a female rapper in this industry. And I love what Deb is doing with this show. I do like that she is putting the light back on female rappers, because she has always been for the women, and I've always said that, and I always loved that about her, even when it came to Nicki Minaj. So I really love that show. Make sure you guys tune in. The drama is heating up. Now, in other news, recently Basketball Wives came out, and we have Evelyn Lozada, we have Jen, we have Jackie, of course, we have Brandy came back, Malaysia's friend Brandy. We also have, I cannot think of her name right now, but y'all know who I'm talking about, the lady that Jackie got into it with before, almost fought so many times on Basketball Wives. Actually, let me go look at her name right now as I'm speaking to you. But in other news, Basketball Wives is out, and of course it's a I Hate Jackie fest again, and I just hate that it always has to turn out to be that way, unless she has really been doing some bad things behind the scenes, you know. I'm not really sure. But, oh, Brooke, that's who I'm talking about, Brooke. Brooke is also on the show as well. And we have another person from last season that returned, the lesbian woman who dates the woman from WNBA. But all in all, Basketball Wives, so far, so good. First episode was great. I have to give it to them. You know, we all still hate Evelyn. I don't know why she's on there still.
Okay.
Because, you know, all of the colorism drama that she ensued when OG was there. I don't like to see that she's still being able to be a part of the show and win on this show. I really don't like that at all. Like, I really don't like that at all. So, all in all, with that to be said, I think Basketball Wives is pretty solid first episode. Now, I don't know if it will decline, but we will see next week, and I'll come back and let y'all know. Now, Love and Marriage, so much with Love and Marriage Huntsville. If you do not watch that, that comes on OWN Network every Saturday night. Do not miss it, okay? I love Love and Marriage. I think it puts a spotlight on black people in a great light. I really do feel like that, because these are multimillionaires at this point from working in so many avenues, business, restaurant avenues. They do property management and all of that great stuff. So I really do love Love and Marriage Huntsville. Now, for the people that do tune in to Love and Marriage Huntsville, Kiki passed, the cousin of Tisha Scott. Now, you know, they have had some rocky waters. They've had some beef in the past, and they had some issues.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
I don't know if they've had time to make up before her untimely death. She did pass. They said that it was from her being in the garage. She fell asleep and carbon monoxide. That's what I've heard, allegedly. Now, remember, everything that's being said on my commentary on this segment is all alleged. Nothing is facts, proven to be facts. It's all for commentary use and entertainment use. So, just a reminder, so I don't get sued or sent a cease and desist for no apparent reason. Because I remember when Caesar from Black King sent me one.
Okay.
And I was like, whatever. And my entertainment attorney got right on that. Shout out to LegalZoom. If you guys don't have LegalZoom, make sure Legal Shield and LegalZoom, actually. Make sure you get both. You actually need both, okay? So, But, so Kiki did pass. Now, there's also another drama that's going on with Sunny and Destiny. Now, Destiny is an original cast member from Love and Marriage, and Sunny was a producer on the show. Now, Destiny was going through a divorce in her previous seasons, and her husband departed, and they were having infidelity issues, and they were getting back together, breaking up, going out on dates, and you know how things go when you're not fully with somebody. But Sunny, who was her producer that produced her scenes, Destiny's scenes, ended up being with her ex-husband, and now she's on the show, and now they're trying to throw Sunny in our faces, and it's like, girl, you were talking to somebody's man while they were still kind of dealing with them or still kind of married or whatever the case may be. So I just find it very funny that they are supporting this storyline and narrative. And Carlos King, when he did a live with Melanie, a live show with her and her melanators, those disgusting people, he basically brought her out and created that storyline, and now we are here. Also, Stormy, her storyline this season, she had a warrant recently. I don't know how recent, was it this year or last year? I don't know when they filmed the season, but she had a warrant. Some women came to her distribution center for her products that she sells, like she does hair care and things like that. And I guess it was some kind of harassing communications or some type of issue that was going on, and she ended up getting a warrant taken out for her arrest, which was, I was like, damn, like, you see how the law works? You know, somebody can just countersue or counteract and you go to jail too. And I feel like that's what it was. So she had to turn herself in, and I know it was the most embarrassing thing she had to do. So I'm praying for her, and I hope that she continues to succeed because she's successful, and she's actually becoming one of my favorites on the show, and I love her storyline and her love for her husband, because they are actually in love and they love one another, and I love the interaction between the both of them, because it reminds me of me and my man, because we have true genuine interactions and true genuine love. Now, we of course have our problems sometimes, because what couple does it? I mean, it's love. And soon for us to be married. So, you know, it is what it is. But as long as you still love each other and you still promise to be by one another's side and don't leave, stay in the house together, everything will be okay. Work things out, you know? But shout out to Stormy. Tisha Nell had a little run-in at Nell's birthday party. She had a birthday party on the show. And they got into it about, you know, having issues with one another and each other throwing shade back and forth online, and they kind of said, we'll table it for another day, but let's keep it cool, let's have a good night. And that's about it for them. Martell, and of course he's going against everybody, his baby mama don't like him, ex-wife, his friends are against him, that nobody really is his friend on this show. And it's really sad, because I hate that Melanie and her melanators have destroyed this man, his ego, his pride, and his reputation, which they really have. And those people are really destructive, and they're really nasty, and they're nothing but a bunch of elderly women who are 30, 40, 50 years old, who support a woman who puts a man down and other people down constantly on this show. But she's the main character of the show, and she's a producer as well. So, I mean, it is what it is, and that's what we have to go with. Real Housewives of Potomac, Deborah is suing Kiana back over the Real Housewives of Potomac season 8 fight. She's suing her for $7 million as a counterclaim. Now, Kiana Stewart, who is one of my favorites, shout out to her on Real Housewives of Potomac, she sued her first for $1 million for being assaulted, being attacked, and she actually was hurt, and she had injuries sustaining from this fight, and she sued her. And now Deborah is coming back with a counterclaim stating that she was the one being bullied and being sued. Girl, bye. We all heard the footage. We heard you approach Candace, and we heard you be on that rah-rah on this show, and we don't want to see your elbow-looking ass. Okay? Like, get out of here. You are boring. Like, every time you in the scene, I'm like,
okay.
Okay? Like, girl, bye. Now, we heard that Real Housewives of Potomac went on their vacation trip, and so, you know, when they go on their vacation trip, that's either near the middle or end of filming, so we know that that's going to be a wrap soon. So I'm excited to see how that turns out. We are waiting for the fall for Housewives of Potomac and Housewives of Atlanta. Speaking of Housewives of Atlanta, Kenya Moore has been fired officially, or she has been let go, or she quit officially from Real Housewives of Atlanta. We still don't have confirmation. Bravo is saying one thing. Kenya is sticking her guns to how she feels and what she feels and how she feels everything happened. She's still sticking by that she didn't do this. But I find it very hard to believe that production didn't know, that Kenya Moore didn't know anything that was going to happen, because we know production, what they do. We know. And I've heard a few things from behind the scenes on the streets now that, you know, they did know. And they always have to know these scenes before they happen, and everything that's going to transpire. So, I don't know. We just have to see how this turns out. I just don't know, you guys. Candy is taking up for Kenya in the media. That's making her look bad. And it's like, girl, you taking up for Kenya when you were mad at Phaedra and Portia for that whole rape scandal. This is literally like almost the same thing as revenge porn. That's embarrassing as fuck. You don't want nobody to embarrass you like that. Now, if it happens to you, Candy, we're going to be like, okay, remember you threw the shade, because that's exactly what you said. You can't throw shade and expect nothing to happen. Now, Candy, get on your good foot, okay? Because that note that you hit recently at the Escape and SWV concert, which I have meet and greets to, and I'm still excited to meet you and those people and everybody else. Like, girl, I still love you. But the truth is the truth. I'm not going to tell you a lie, girl. Kenya Moore Hair Care is discontinued at Sally's Beauty Supply Store because of all of this drama. I feel so bad for her. You know, after this whole scandal with her and Brittany Eady with the whole revenge porn at her event, we still don't know the truth, but hopefully we'll see what the truth is in the near future. They're planning to scrap every scene of Kenya, and that's crazy because we thought that they were going to try to eat this season, her and Portia. We saw the little teaser they gave of them being together, walking the runway down the street, you know. And I'm excited. I was excited. But now, I don't know. Not so much. And I just feel like the producers and Bravo, y'all not getting it right when it comes to Housewives of Atlanta. And if y'all only knew what y'all needed to do, if y'all had the right people in y'all ear to tell y'all exactly what y'all need to do, if I was a producer on that show, I could have that show back to the million ratings. Just let me know what the budget is and see if we can afford all the people that I want on the cast, which would be Nene, Portia, Kenya, Candy, Kim, Sheree, Phaedra, and I would throw a little Drew Sidora in there too, just to have a little fun in the mix. So that would be, and Marlo, that would be my cast right there. And then we can have pop ins and outs from the OGs, the other OGs, like Lisa Wu, and anybody else, Sheree Whitfield, all them girls. Portia and Bravo is versus Simon right now, because y'all know Portia and Simon are going through a divorce, and he has sent Bravo a cease and desist that they cannot show any footage of his house, anything that he possesses, on TV. And it's making it hard for Portia and them to film. They can't film her car, they can't film her house, and all the scenes that have already filmed in both of those cannot be used. So he is trying to play chess with her. He is trying to play chess with her. He is trying to play chess with her. Okay. He is trying to play chess with her. Anyway, but that's all that I have for reality TV now. I will come back later this week and talk about a few more things. Like, I still want to talk about Marlon Wayans' pride and the burglary that happened in his house, which I feel like it stemmed from that. Rick Ross going to Canada, getting beat the fuck up. Diddy, legal troubles and his financial woes that he has going on right now. More lawsuits. Bronny James signing his Lakers contract. Bronny James is LeBron James' son. Gucci Mane and his label woes and all the people that died on his label. And now he's trying to re-sign people, which is very funny to me. I'm like, okay, girl, you need to stop, because everybody that comes to your label either dies, goes broke, or is not there on the label anymore. We also definitely need to talk about the Supreme Court ruling that presidents entitled to immunity for criminal acts committed while in the office.
Okay.
Just so they can let Donald Trump slide. Or in the words of Shamar, Donald Strump. Donald Strump. And we also will need to talk about Project 2025. So I'm not going to deep dive into those things today. It is Sunday afternoon. You guys will get this episode on Monday. And y'all will enjoy until I come back later this week. Because I'm trying to get to this 100th episode. And I'm trying to deliver y'all content, like quality content, as much as I can. And I know y'all know I have a speech impediment, so if y'all listen and I do slur my words every now and then, it's just me. I can't change that. I have a stuttering issue as well, so I've always been very, very transparent about that, even in my early seasons. On season one, I definitely let y'all know about that. So, I mean, I'm not ashamed. So, if y'all heard me slip up a few times in this segment, it is what it is. But y'all still got the tea, and y'all know what's going on in reality TV, okay? Now, don't you forget, do you want the tea? Well, simply, talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me. Turk Bish.
And shout out again to all those people who hate my guts, but is sitting in a quiet place listening to my show. You are obsessed and sick, okay? Okay, I'll be right back. Let's get into stuff now.
Now tune into the great
International Tart Talking Podcast, is bringing you discussions and personal commentary on music, entertainment, celebrities, politics, love, health, and happiness. Catch up on missed episodes anywhere you can find a podcast on all platforms: Spotify, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, Audible, Apple Music, Amazon Music, Overcast, CastBox, YouTube, and many more. So do you want the tea? Well, simply talk with Turk Bish. Just talk with me.
I spend time and I spend energy and I spend effort and I spend everything I had, every fiber of my being, to give people quality.
Kill 2 and 3 motherfucking birds with one stone. By being with my babies. And oh no, no. At Turk Bish _ gonna talk about here you go crunching ice and not it. It ain't even ice. It's a Tootsie fucking roll. It's a Tootsie roll. That's what you get thinking you cute. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At Turk Bish.